Welcome to Trust Release Allow, the podcast that guides you on a transformative journey of self-discovery while empowering you to harness the incredible power of trust. I'm your host, Jay Malachi, and I'm here to share with you the profound power of trust using the wisdom I've gained throughout my life experiences. Together, we'll explore how these moments are not roadblocks, but stepping stones on your path. Throughout our episodes, you'll hear from inspiring guests as we deep dive into topics like self-trust, trusting our current circumstances, and trusting a higher power. We'll also discuss practical strategies and techniques to release old patterns and beliefs that may be holding you back. Together, we will learn how to tap into that inner wisdom and watch as your life transforms in ways you never thought possible. Get ready to trust, get ready to release, and get ready to allow as your journey to a new self begins now. Welcome to the Trust Release Allow podcast. Welcome back to the Trust Release Allow podcast. If you've had the opportunity to listen to my trailer and check out the date, it was posted on October 28th, and today is now January 21st. So one of the things that I'm learning, even as I'm recording this podcast and just taking the steps to create it, is that this in and of itself is going to be a huge, long process of me relearning how to trust. So that brings me to my first topic that I wanted to touch on, is the importance of understanding what trust really is and how it works. You know, it's easy for you to be in a conversation and somebody to tell you like, hey, yo, you just need to trust. You just need to trust. But what does that actually mean? What does it mean when somebody tells you you need to trust? And can people even tell you that? Or should they be telling you that to begin with? So trust isn't something, it's not a switch that you're just able to flip that you say, hey, I'm going to trust and that's it. No, trust is a process. It takes time. It takes work. It takes patience. And it takes you really choosing and deciding that this is something you want to do, because it's something you have to choose day in and day out. I'm going to trust. I'm going to believe in this thing, even if it doesn't look like what I think it's supposed to look like. You know, I'm going to continue to move in this direction, knowing it's where I'm being led, regardless of how it seems to me in this moment. Because a lot of times things don't look like what we think they're supposed to look like in the moment. You can go into a situation having an idea of, oh, this is how it's supposed to turn out. But you trusting and continue to move through it, you soon will realize that you get the outcome that you're meant to have, but it may not look like the outcome you thought you're going to receive going into the situation. For me, a lot of times the outcomes have been way better than anything I could have imagined. But had I have stopped in the middle of whatever it was I was doing, creating or building, I never would have reached that outcome. So right now, as I'm working through trusting and creating this podcast, one of the things that's been evident to me that I've actually been on my own back about is how long it's taken for me to actually create and record this first episode. You know, a part of me was like, do I really want to do this? And it's like, hell yeah, you want to do it. You feel led to do it. You got all the equipment to do it. And you put a lot of time, effort, and energy into showing up and doing it. So what's the issue here? Or was there really an issue? And as I'm recording right now on January 21st, I'm realizing that the thing that I thought was an issue wasn't actually a problem at all. I felt like I needed to move at a certain rate and at a specific type of consistency for what I was creating to be valid. What I found now after these 3 months is that sometimes the stillness is needed in the process of your creation. Sometimes stillness is needed in the process of what is unfolding for you. And so sometimes we can interpret that stillness, especially in today's society of do, 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 do. We can interpret that stillness as not doing enough, not knowing enough, not being qualified enough. And some of us We'll even consider ourselves lazy, and we'll think there's something wrong with us because our process does not look like, our process does not look how society has led us to believe it should look. Sometimes you can be consistently inconsistent, and that's a form of consistency too. Just because you're not moving at the same rate of everybody else does not mean that you're not in movement. Does not mean that you're not moving forward. So what I found in this process for me in these 3 months of me going back and forth and trying to figure out why I wasn't motivated or why I wasn't recording or just why I didn't feel led to record at these times. Me recording today, one of the things I'm realizing is I needed that time and space so that I could receive certain information, so that I could have certain lessons, so that I could have certain experiences that would allow me to show up even better for me to share the things that I want to share. And one of the things that I learned is the power, the true power of stillness. The true power of, if you don't feel like you're supposed to be moving, allowing yourself to not move. Because if it's in trusting and knowing that that too is a part of the process, that too is a part of the experience, that too is setting you up for what's to come next. It's just being still. Trusting in and of itself is a process. And so the podcast title being Trust, Release, Allow, it's not just a title. It's actually a formula that breaks down the steps you can take in order to learn to build stronger trust. So the first step is deciding, choosing, is making a decision that I want to trust whatever the experience is. So for me, for an example, I want to trust that this podcast is going to have a huge impact on those that it's meant to reach. And so if I'm choosing to trust, and that's specifically what I'm choosing to trust, I also have to choose to release some things, because there are things and beliefs and ideologies within myself that automatically oppose the idea of trust that I have and what I want to trust. So, for example, that might be any insecurities I might have about my voice. That might be any insecurities that I might have regarding me being able to articulate myself in a way others can understand. So I have to say, you know, I trust that this is going to be a powerful podcast and it's going to impact those that it's meant to reach. And in me believing that, I have to release and let go of these other ideas about how I'm showing up. So I release the idea. I'm letting it go. The idea of my voice having an effect. That's not something that needs to be in my aura at this point. Is it there right now? Yes, but I'm actively choosing to release it. Every time it comes up, I'm going to say, I release this thing. It, you know, whether my voice sounds great or it sounds horrible, I release the idea that it's going to have an impact on those who are meant to hear me and hear the messages, that they'll be able to hear the messages regardless of how my voice sounds. And as far as being able to articulate, again, that's something I have to release. I have to let go of. And so I'm choosing to release that. This idea that, you know, maybe you're not articulating yourself in a way that others can understand. Well, I'm going to release that idea and I'm going to trust that those who are meant to hear the message will hear it fully and it will resonate with them on a deep level. That even if I'm not saying the correct words in the moment, they will feel the vibration of what it is I'm saying. And God or their spirit or whatever they believe in will allow them to hear what it is they need to hear for their own situation. And so that's the releasing part and what I'm choosing to release. And now the allowing, that's the fun part. That's where the miracles happen, so to speak. Allowing is, I guess another word for that would be surrendering. That's you getting out of your own way. That's you releasing the idea that things have to turn out in a specific way for you to know that you're gaining value. There's been many times in my life and probably your life as well, where we have expectations of a situation and what it's supposed to look like and how it's supposed to be for it to be valid. But if we look back on those situations and the outcomes that we thought we wanted a lot of times in those situations, what we received was 10 times better, but we just couldn't see it in the moment. And so in the process of allowing, this is an opportunity for you to say, you know what? I'm okay with, in this realm of me trusting, things not looking how I think they're supposed to look, but allowing them to unfold in the way that they're supposed to. One thing, I'll get into this more, you know, in other episodes, but there was a specific point in time where I was led on a journey, and it's really where trusting started for me, but I was led on this journey to trust. And I didn't understand that in the moment. It took me some later to actually put all the pieces together. But I remember being led to sell all my stuff and pack up my car and drive west. I know that sounds crazy, but that's literally the directions that I was given. Pack up my car, sell all my stuff, and drive west. I didn't know where I was going. I had an idea, but I didn't really know where I was going. There were a few stops I knew that I wanted to, a few places I knew I wanted to stop at. And then there were other places that just kind of popped up along the journey. And the funny thing is, if I would have had a specific destination for this journey, I don't think I would have stopped at any of the other places, because I would have had tunnel vision to get to this specific place. And so I know for a fact that I was intentionally led in the way I was, so that I wouldn't get tunnel vision and overlook all the other opportunities and experiences that I was meant to have along the way. And so that looks like me being able to go to the Grand Canyon. That looks like me being able to stop at the Hopi People's Reservation and commune and talk to the different people there. It looks like me being able to sleep in my car for days at a time and wake up with the sun shining through the window and fresh air in places like New Mexico and Utah. If I wasn't able to allow things to unfold, a lot of the amazing experiences that I've had throughout my journey would have been overlooked or would not have been had to begin with at all. So when you're in the process of learning how to trust, remember that a key component of being able to trust and trusting is allowing things to unfold, is allowing the miracles to show up, is allowing yourself to be okay with things not looking like what you think they should look like. And lastly, the final component of the formula for trust is being aware of who is safe to share your ideas with. Who is safe to know, or where are the safe places that you can speak on what it is you're trusting? Because everybody, whether it's family, close friends, they're not going to be able to be a safe space. And it's through no fault of their own. But as you're learning to trust, those who have not reached a certain level of learning how to trust, they're not going to understand what's unfolding for you and why it's unfolding the way it is. So while they may love you and care about you and want to see you succeed, because they have not seen what you've seen and they don't have the deeper understanding that you have, they're only going to be able to speak to you from a level of which they're currently at. And when I say level, that doesn't mean that you're in a higher or better place than they are or anything of that sort. It more so means that because you all are on different journeys and at different places within your journeys, you all might not resonate in your thinking in regards to trust. So it's important to know who can I share these things with? And sometimes you might not be able to share them with anybody until everything unfolds for you. And that is a challenge, that can be a challenging part of trusting, because a huge part of this journey is it's internal. It's with self. And at times it can feel lonely. It can be overwhelming. It can be difficult, but I promise you it's worth it. Because as the experiences unfold, as you start to get into a space of really allowing, you really start to see the miracles. And once you get to that point, you won't be looking for anybody else to understand. It won't matter, because you'll know. because your level of trust will be in a space where it doesn't matter what others think or what they say. And hey, I don't even really need their input on this, because I've come to a space within myself that I know, that I trust, that I understand. So when you're embarking on this journey and embarking on this experience, know that it's not sugar gumdrops and butterflies. It is challenging, but it's worth it. And so I just want to end this episode with the mantra. And the mantra is, I trust, I release, I allow. And just say it with me 3 times. I trust, I release, I allow. I trust, I release, I allow. I trust, I release, I allow. I trust that you are going to reach your goal. I trust that you are going to reach your journey and your destination. I trust that everything is unfolding for your greatest good. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Trust, Release, Allow. Remember that trust forms the foundation, releasing lights the way, and allowing is the ultimate destination on your journey. If this episode resonated with you, I want you to hit the subscribe button, drop a review, and stay tuned for more captivating stories, profound insight, and practical wisdom. To stay connected with us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Trust Release Allow. Until our next encounter, continue to trust your path, release your doubts, and allow your inner guidance to illuminate your way forward. And as always, remember to trust yourself, because you know more than you think you do. Let me tell you.